During this Women's History Month, I am reminded of a professor in a women's studies course had us to write about what we want women to know. I wrote about defining our own womanhood versus allowing patriarchy or conventionalism to do it. This year, I write such a letter titled, What I Want Women to Know, The Lotus Secret, as a call and recall of the greatness of womanhood through natural living. I want women to know or recognize and teach their girls there dwells within a goddess, which is, in fact, the higher self, also known as the spirit. There is also a lower self goddess within us. Thus, we have to do what the sacred text says, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. This suggestion is put another way by William Shakespeare, to be or not to be, which really is one of the most significant existential questions throughout the lifespan, every moment, second, minute, hour of each day. Am I going to be this or that? Interestingly, I find there is a lean or preference towards one self over the other self through natural living. Natural living based on intelligence, spirit, and truth helps that lean or preference more towards the goddess higher self. It is not our fault for any negative or void nurturing by the women who raised us. They were dealing with their own womanhood to the best of their ability due to the takeover of patriarchy and the dominant male conventionalism in their lives. Interestingly, during girlhood, some of us had subconscious inspiration and nurturing in various ways and forms, which I call saving graces. This is why there has always been a remnant of females who controlled their girlhood and womanhood and empowered women and girls around them. The point here is, while we had no responsibility in control of nurturing the goddess higher self in girlhood, we do have responsibility and control of nurturing the goddess higher self in womanhood. It does not mean life will be perfect. It does allow us the best outcomes for living our best lives. As we turn to intelligence, spirit, and truth, beyond common sense, through inculcation, reading, and application, the goddess higher self becomes dominant. We nurture the goddess self by what we learn, read, and do in our daily living. The goddess remains dominant through natural living. This is the secret, what I am calling the Lotus Secret. Interestingly, some of today's young adult female influencers are leaning towards the goddess higher self in the Lotus Secret. They are incorporating vegetarian, even vegan diets, more or less as an eating style. They are focusing on exercise to achieve and maintain their true weight and size. They are recalling and reclaiming the power of Mother Nature. They are doing it to feel better, look better, and do better. They recognize or recognize they need positive and high energy to achieve all their life goals and live their best lives. Finally, it is never too early or too late to live your best life. Women's Herstory Month is a great time to learn about other women who are incorporating natural living and the tenets they use to ensure it. Share what you already know and are doing with other women and girls in your real-time everyday life, and even on this and other such blogs. Recommend books, influencers, tips, and secrets to advance natural living among women. As always, live natural, be ageless.